Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 8, 2023. A rope to save the drowning world. So is the Torah. Being entirely the thoughts of the Creator, it is like a rope that the Creator throws to people to save them and pull them out of the klipot, shells, Baal HaSulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. It is like a person drowning in the river. In order to be able to use this help of the Creator, we need to unite and grab this rope together. It is impossible to do this alone. To cling to the end of the rope means to achieve at least a minimal equivalence of form with the Creator. The Torah reflects the thoughts of the Creator, and the Creator thinks about giving, bestowal, and connecting all together. In this we can become like the Creator. Grabbing the rope means to be together all the time in one thought as we try to feel each other, and from our connection to hold on to the Creator so that from our mutual bestowal we come to bestowal to the Creator. If we are capable of a good connection with each other, this is enough to catch on to the end of the rope that binds us to the Creator. Here everything depends on us, on how much we grab the lower end of the rope closest to us and want to hold the rope together so as not to miss it. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson November 20, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. At the very beginning of the generation of the Messiah, our world is getting closer to the days of the Messiah, in which there will be a special revelation of the Creator to the creations. We live at the very beginning of the generation of the Messiah, which is destined to be filled with the knowledge of the Creator, that is, with the upper light. But it is said that the advantage of light is revealed from darkness. And therefore, the greater the darkness we feel in the world as it plunges into darkness, the stronger will be our desire and striving to reveal the light in order to demand its revelation. After all, when there is no darkness, we do not have a special craving for light. The darkness that is beginning to unfold in today's world is the beginning of the manifestation of our desire to reveal the light. In the end, all people, from young to old, will understand that they need to reveal the Creator in a common unity, to know Him, to feel Him, and to connect with Him, the upper force that sustains us and prepares us to rise to its level. We will attain the main force of the Creator in relation to us as the good who does good, and we will want to merge with it. And then people will turn into creatures of another nature, ones that are kind and doing good, and they will be filled with the attainment of the Creator. Then we will be able to perceive the Creator's intention to bestow on the creations, we will connect, and in this form we will be able to respond to Him with bestowal from our side. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson November 20, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. Invest in connection. And the essence of the bribe is in the will to receive. Hence, one has no other choice but to first accept the work with all its terms, without any knowledge, but only in the form of faith above reason, Baal HaSulam, Shemati 152. For bribe blinds the eyes of the wise. Question: should I try not to receive a bribe at all, or should I receive and give it away? Answer: you should try to determine what this bribe is. Question: anyway, the Creator communicates with me through pleasure. Should I refuse to receive, or try to receive for His sake? Answer: you should try any of these directions. The main thing is to move forward. Question: if what we receive from the Creator is invested in the connection of the group and in dissemination, will it not be a bribe? Answer: no. On the contrary, it will all benefit you. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson November 23, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam: for bribe blinds the eyes of the wise. The pleasure of mercy. Question: when a person decides to work for the Creator, the mercy of the Creator can come to him in the light of Hasidim. How do we distinguish pleasure from the mercy of the Creator from egoistic pleasures? Answer: it depends on what kelim you want to receive from the Creator. If you want to receive the light of Hasidim, the light that will raise you to the desire to bestow, then you can count on very good advancement. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 23, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: for bribe blinds the eyes of the wise. Orientation at the common connection. Question: when do we turn on the mind in spiritual work, and when, on the contrary, do we turn it off so that it does not interfere with us? Answer: it depends only on the connection with the friends. The orienting point for turning egoism on and off is your common connection. As much as you are more connected with each other, you will be more successful in turning your desire on or off. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 23, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: for bribe blinds the eyes of the wise. The earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Question: Balha Sulam in his articles warns us about being under the control of external influences. But, on the other hand, we need to disseminate to convey our knowledge to the world. What is the necessary proportion in order to be connected with external people and bestow to them on one hand, and on the other hand, not to be under their power? Answer: we are not under anyone's power except our uncorrected will to receive. Only our corrupted egoism is above us. We are trying to spread our values in society, not to receive their values for ourselves. Therefore, we are engaged in disseminating Kabbalistic knowledge among all nations of the world. Question: how can we maintain this proportion correctly? Answer: only by continuing to practice our methodology together will we begin to feel how to do this. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 23, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: a speech for the completion of the Zohar. Awaken to merging with the Creator. God has done so as to fear Him. It is so because there cannot be awakening from below and raising of man without fear. Introduction of the Book of Zohar, Laila Dakula, The Night of the Bride, Item 129. We are created by the Creator in the desire to receive, to be filled, to enjoy. And it is possible to make us tremble before the Creator only by negative influences, so that we feel that we need something without which we cannot live. And then we awaken to emerge with the Creator. And without fear, we will not be able to turn to Him. We are created so egoistic that at first only fear can guide us. And then there are other qualities. From CapTV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, November 12, 2023. Questions about spiritual work, 36. Question: what state should we strive for so that the flame itself flares up in the heart? Answer: we must strive to ensure that all our little sparks gather into one big flame. Question: what if instead of hating the desire to receive, hatred for the Creator manifests itself? You did all this. You lowered me into this deep hole? Answer: it does not matter. The main thing is that we must find out the truth. If our internal properties are such that we begin to hate the Creator, then we fix this, and from this point, we begin to develop further. Question: what drives the efforts in the ten? Answer: only the joint efforts of the ten are this drive. Question: it is said that working in coercion is rewarded with faith. What can we force our friends to do to help them achieve faith? Answer: commit yourself to actions of bestowal, show their example and consequences so your friends learn as a result of your actions. That is called let man help his neighbor. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 22, 2023. Writings of Rabash: what is the concealed things belong to the Lord, and the revealed things belong to us, in the work,